vivid picture comes to mind when we hear the phrase women's movement, but the protests of today in Washington, D.C. had their roots in the women's suffrage movement, a protest that lasted decades and culminated in the 19th Amendment, the woman's right to vote.
When we're in middle school and high school, you learn a little bit about the suffrage movement and the 19th Amendment. Most people probably have heard of Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton and the Seneca Falls Convention of 1848. Well, there was a lot more to it than that, and it took 72 more years for women to be given the right to vote. 72 years.
That's Mary Brennan Taylor, an organizer of the Kenan Center's Art of Suffrage. She shares an extensive collection she has amassed over the past 40 years. It's a collection she started soon after she corresponded with and then met a living suffragist, Alice Paul, the author of the Equal Rights Amendment. One of the first things visitors will see is a jail cell with a life-size rendering of Miss Alice Paul. She was one of those women who was frequently jailed and nearly died on a hunger strike.
One of the things that people may not realize is how barbaric the treatment was of these women who were simply asking for the right to vote, a basic civil right. And they were imprisoned, they were tortured, some died, they were force-fed, all because they had the audacity to ask for the right to vote.
Brennan Taylor was just 16 when she began writing to the then over 90-year-old Miss Paul. Miss Paul died in July 1977 at age 92. But Miss Paul and Brennan Taylor did have a chance to meet at least once.
My mom, bless her, she was willing to take time off work to drive me to Ridgefield, Connecticut from Lockport, New York. And on our drive there, she turned to me and she said, "Who are we going to see?"
The historic Kenan House dates back to 1913 and will be a fitting backdrop for a look back into the suffragist movement of the same era.
It's important that it be at the Kenan Center for me because this is my hometown.
She said the walls will be covered with authentic art, not framed reproductions, as well as buttons and her own personal correspondence with Miss Paul.
It's been 44 years in the making, I guess.
Kenan Marketing Director Parrish Gibbon Herzog said she hopes this exhibit will ensure that these stories are not lost to our future generations.
I hope that people of all ages come to this exhibit and find inspiration and power from it.
Hurrah, hurrah for equal rights, hurrah, hurrah for the suffrage flag that bears a woman's star.
Ellen Martin from the Lockport Public Arts Council helped Brennan Taylor coordinate the 100th anniversary event. She said the program will be multi-sensory and interactive. She said it will also be a call to get out there and vote. She said if more women voted, things would be different.
We have been given a gift by these women who sacrificed so much, and to waste that is just not right.
The ship of state for ages was guided by starlight. Killed the cluster in our flag, almost dispelled the night.
In addition to the exhibits, there will also be free author talks in the Kenan Center's Taylor Theater on February 28th with Mary Walton and on March 7th with Tina Cassidy. Both have written books about Alice Paul and the Women's Crusade. A one-woman show, Susan B. Anthony Live, will be at 7:30 p.m. March 21st in the Taylor Theater. More information about the art of suffrage, struggle, sacrifice, and success is on the WBFO website. For WBFO, I'm Nancy Fisher.
Hurrah for the stars and stripes that shall bear the woman's star.